stuff. Billionaires are not simply defined by the size of their holdings, but also by the quality of their stuff. There's no point in being a billionaire if you cannot enjoy those billions. To have the best, you have to know the best. Thinking like a billionaire means recognizing the best and enjoying the best. Of course, it takes practice. Can you confidently name the top five jewelers in the world? The best champagne? The best, most exclusive real estate? The most highly rated restaurants? The top art dealers? If not, you've got a long way to go to be a billionaire. But don't feel bad, because I don't know all the answers, other than the real estate ones, either. It's nice that people think Dom Perignon is a good champagne, because it is. But it isn't the best. When I hear people bragging about drinking it, it's an automatic tip-off that they're not clued in. Always remember that the most famous doesn't always equal the best. The best is a quest. Elevate your tastes. Don't stagnate in the mediocre to good category. It will end up categorizing you. If an expert were to review your pantry or your wardrobe or your travel itineraries, how do you think you'd rate? How can you aim for the best if you don't know what you're aiming for? But at the same time, always remember that some of the richest and most successful people, like Warren Buffett, or before his death, the great Sam Walton, live very simple lives. Sam drove to work in an old Chevrolet every day. I love it. If you want to truly be rich, recognize the virtue of making your own choices versus doing what is expected or what everyone else is doing. If wine makes you ill, don't drink wine just because you think it makes you seem sophisticated or worldly. That's preposterous. If you do like wine, learn about it. And if you don't, find something else to spend your money on. I often see people who supposedly love wine making stupid choices. It's a giveaway that they don't know what they're doing, and on several levels. Much as we don't like to admit it, we are often judged by our choices, even minor ones. Luxury is what takes us from the ordinary to the extraordinary. Here's a Donald Trump consumer guide for the best luxuries around. The best car. My favorite car is a Mercedes. I've had one for a long time, and it's reliable, elegant, and sturdy all at once. I have no complaints about my Mercedes. It's never disappointed me. The cars are not temperamental, and they make my life easier. Mercedes cars are also great because they are classy without being ostentatious. I also have a Ferrari, a Lamborghini, and a bunch of other cars in different places. The best suit. I wear Brioni suits, which I buy off the rack. Some people think it's best to have custom-tailored clothing. I don't recommend it unless you have an oddly shaped body and unless you have a great deal of time. The best cufflinks. The best cufflinks are the Trump five-star diamond cufflinks that Joe Cinque of the Five-Star Diamond Awards gave to me. I keep some on hand to give to people as gifts. And they are great looking. I also wear solid gold cufflinks from time to time, but I have to say, I prefer Joe's Trump cufflinks. The best shirts. I've worn some great shirts over the years, but I now favor Brioni, the same name as my favorite suits. Brioni shirts are fitted so they feel and look great. I used to have a favorite dry cleaner, which was located in Atlantic City, but I've mellowed a bit, and I can handle the dry cleaners in New York City just fine now. Actually, once you get a good shirt, who really notices anyway?